morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about 1892. Ooh, what a year. Clara Little arrived with her seven children to join her husband, David, who homesteaded at Granite Falls. 1 month later, David died of a ruptured appendix. Ben, who was 14 at the time with brother Bill, became head of the family. In the winter of 1893, the lake froze over and their cattle faced starvation. The little boys crossed Lake Chelan for food. From the Indians on Wapato Point, they bought hay for the horses. When the Indians' hay was gone, Bill and Ben dragged their boat on ice as they skated from Granite Falls to the open water near present Yacht Club location. That's about 2 miles. From there, they rode to Mitchell Creek and filled sacks with bunch grass. Then they traveled back across the open water to the ice, and the rest of the trip they completed on skates with the load boat trailing behind. Long snake-like crevices appeared sometimes, 2-3 feet wide. Then, getting up considerable momentum, the boys would jump across the yawning open spaces in the lake. Indians, ponies, fishing, wildlife, from first to last, Ben was a true Westerner. He was always a favorite with the Indians. He's the only white boy worthy of membership in the Wapato tribe, once declared Peter Wapato. Ben was officially adopted Win Whitey, the name given him by the Indians. Ben could talk Indian language fluently, and as a kid, he hunted and fished with them. To his dying day, Ben was always fearless. As a lad, he rode a pony into the wilds of the Conconully country on a trip that no one else would venture. The father of the carpenter children was needed at home due to illness in his family. Ben was sent to bring him. Just then, a band of outlaws was roaming through the country, so travel was particularly hazardous. Sleeping in haystacks and improvised shelters at night, Ben made all possible speed, but it required days for the venturesome trip. Ben died in 1951 at the age of 73, and his mother survived Ben for 4 more years to age 102. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.